We're continuing with verse 246 from Radharasa Nidhi. Very interesting verse, very intimate, confidential pastime is going on here. And it's so much humor is being experienced among Radharani and her Manjaris and Gopis. And Krishna is having an amazing experience himself of being bewildered by some very beautiful young boys. Extremely beautiful boys, he's becoming totally bewildered. Maybe he can come closer with people. There's so much room. For many devotees, this is the last day. So read the translation. My anchor man. He's right there. This is a prayer of Saraswati Pad to Radharani. Well, let's say specifically to Radharani's smile. May Sri Radha's smile protect us as she, as Radha, smiles upon watching Hari, seeing his own reflection in the radiant or shine of her golden breasts. At that time, Krishna is seeing there, or what he thinks he's seeing two beautiful boys. Saraswati is saying, Radharani, at that time Krishna is seeing on your golden breast two beautiful boys, and their luster, their radiance, their effulgence is stealing the glories of a host of blue lotus flowers. And Krishna says, Krishna is telling this actually. He's saying, look, I see this. And the forms of these two boys is completely enchanting me and attracting me. So, Radharani, I have a request. Can you make me your girlfriend? Can you make me a sakhi like you? Because then if you're a sakhi and I'm a sakhi, then we two sakhis can embrace these two boys. These two boys that I'm seeing. And needless to say, Radharani is obviously, it says, smiling at this statement and this bewilderment of Krishna, Prem Vibram, and the Manjaris are smiling right along with her. So that I'm in this particular verse, I've taken notes and I want to describe the English line for line. Usually I do the Sanskrit line for line. But here it starts off with, may Radha's smile protect us as she smiles upon watching Hari in his bewilderment. So this particular part here, it's a very curious point. That's why I want to start with it first of all, because this is one of the most significant points of the verse. Not only the fact of the ras that's being exchanged there, which really can't be much perceived until we become rasics. When will we become rasic Vaishnavas? I don't know, maybe many years, many lifetimes. Because rasik Vaishnava means one who's relishing ras, which is a combination of five different elements of ras, which can be experienced at the level of bhav. And if you're at the level of bhav, then you'll be laughing like anything right now. And no one's laughing. And everyone heard what I said. Because if you're at the level of bhav, you'll be bhav tadatmayam with Radharani and this whole Leela, and you'll be smiling from ear to ear. Oh, what amazing pastime. But most of us are barely awake, what to speak of experiencing any sattvic vikars or bhava. So we hear about it and we see that this is the goal, this is the prayojana, to be part of the Leela, because he's saying, when will I see you smile? Which is, he's saying this for whom? He's saying it for us, for the sadhaka, the Manjri Babu Pasak, who's worshipping Radharani in the mood of Madhura Rati, in the Stai Rati, with the aspiration of becoming Radharani's servant, serving girl, handmaiden, or as one translator said, foot maiden. And because his service is Charan Seva, so when he translates Dasi, he translates it as foot maiden sometimes. That's Advaita Das, by the way. Foot maiden. The maid, I'm a maid. You know, maid that makes the bed in the hotels, the maid or whatever. I'm the maid, I'm the hired help. I'm not even hired because I'm not even paid. Of course, Radharani gives me a prasadi tumble sometimes and a prasadi dress or her chadar or kancholi. What to speak of her prasadi, Mahaprasad of Radharani. Krishna takes, then Radharani takes, then Sakis take, Iteshri takes, Guru Sakhi takes, then disciple takes. Disciple in Sadaka Roop and Manjari in Siddha Roop. This is the progression of the mercy from Krishna flows down to the lowest handmaiden. The lowly Manjari finally gets Krishna's Mahaprasadam Adhara Amrita. Krishna Adhara Amritam. Radhasmitam Pato Va. This is the Sanskrit. Radhasmitam. Radhasmitam Pato Patu Va. So this I thought was a very curious point. He's praying to Radharani, when will your smile protect us? So this means there's Radharani is not only the Parameshvari or the Swamini or the Ishvari or the goal of the sadhaka's lives or sadhaka's life, but he's praying to Radharani for protection. So this is, I was thinking that the emphasis here in this particular line in the whole verse is two things, Krishna's bewilderment and his own exchanges with Radharani and his praying vibham, which is so high. But that's the Leela that's being revealed in this shloka 246 of Radha Sudaniti. But at the same time, the author, Saraswati Pad, is making a prayer. He's saying, Radharani, I'm seeing this in my Sarupa Vesh. I've entered the Leela. I am a Bhava Bhakta. I am a Premi Bhakta. Now I'm sharing it with all the sadhakas of the world. And I'm taking that position now when I'm writing this as a sadhaka. I'm praying, oh Radharani, protect me. May your smile protect me. What power is there in a smile? We know there's power in weapons. Usually protection is done with swords and bombs and guns and rockets or whatever. One protects themselves with tear gas, or no, what do you call it?
Pepper.
Or something like that. Some type of weapon, astra. But for the devotee, he's protected by the shastra. That's what the acharyas say, the shastra is his astra. It's built, because shastra means punish, and astra, shastra. So the teachings of the shastra, they punish our wayward minds. We want to do the wrong thing, we want to think the wrong thing, and desire the wrong thing. So many wrong things. The shastras hit us. No! Don't desire that. Desire me. Don't love this. Love me. Don't want this. Want me. Manmana bhavama bhakta. Always think of me, not her. I'm always thinking of her. Krishna's saying manmana, and I'm always thinking of him. Krishna's saying manmana bhavama bhakta. Oh. Do we have to think of God? Seems so boring. Seems so dry. I mean, where are you? I can't even see you. How can I think of you? I can see her. Wow. I can't stop thinking about her. Now I can see him, and I can't stop thinking about him. But Krishna is saying, well, anyway, if you can't think of me and you can't love me, then just bow down on the ground. As soon as you're about to get Maya, just offer dandavats. Manmanava Manbhakta Madhyaji Manamaskaru. So I said, if you can't think of me and you can't love me, which who can do? Very difficult. Okay, then can you worship me? That's also difficult. Okay, then fall down on the ground. As soon as a proposal from Maya comes, then offer to dandavats. Oh, Maya. I'm sure you'll be in good shape. I'm sure as soon as As soon as you see yourself slipping into Maya just offer dandavat, and then that person might think, wow, he's really cracked, he's offering me dandavat. What a strange fellow. So this Krishna is teaching us this. So praying to a smile, what power is there in a smile? What invincibility? So what I saw there, and everywhere in Shastra, in our acharyas and our tikas, they're always comparing and contrasting the divya, the lokik with the alokik. Lokik is this lokvichara, this world we live in, what we consider and measure and balance and experience every day with our indriya. But then there's a lokik, beyond this world there's the divine realm of Radha and Krishna, the realm of consciousness. Consciousness moving and praying in so many different ways. This is Goloka Vrindavan. The realm, the spirit, as Prabhupada said, spiritual sky. He didn't say spiritual planets. He said Vaikuntha is the spiritual sky. Can you measure the sky? Is the sky like this, like a globe, or is it Jagananda? Like the universe is Jagananda. Jagat means universe and anda means egg. The universe is somewhat egg-shaped, and the planets are globular, round. He said sky because it's amorphous, it's consciousness, it's prema. So they contrast and compare the lokik with the alokik. So we see he's praying for the protection of Radharani's smile. Well, protection means you have an enemy. If you have no enemies, like Yudhisthira is glorified in the Bhagavatam, Ajatashatru Yudhisthira. Although he went to war with his cousin brothers. It wasn't his desire. It was Duryodhana's impudence and insistence to attack his brothers and refused to even give them a few villages. So there was no recourse but war. Because a kshatriya must have at least a mula, a mahola, must have something to rule. So he said, I won't give you as much land as fits on a head of a pin. After they were 13 years incognito, because they were losing the gambling match, and they came back. So we just want 5 small villages. Muglarai, Radhakund, Govardhan, Nandagram, Varsana. No. They just said, we want 5 small villages. Somewhere around Delhi, whatever. Noida, whatever. Some wasteland somewhere. Because already Hastinapur was in the hands of the Duryodhana. So they ended up with Indraprastha, but anyway, that's a long story. So then that happened. So this whole thing with the smile, the protection is that he's taking the role of a sadaka here. Oh, Radharani, if I could see this, if I could see you smiling now in this leela, please protect me with your smile. So the whole, I was writing in my notes that this is the whole material world, that Maya Devi traps everyone in the material world with a smile. The man smiles at the woman smiles at the man. And this is one of the arrows of Cupid, Kandarpa. He has 5 arrows, form and fragrance and sound and smell and taste. And they have names also. So the first one, Rupam, form, smile is a form. Smitam, Radha Smitam. So we have 2 choices here. Because saying, oh, Radha Smitam Patu Wa. Oh, Radharani, please bless me that your smile will protect me from what? From Maya smile. From the Maya Manda Smitam. This is Radha Smitam and Maya Manda Smitam. Manda means the gentle smile of Maya. Looks very gentle, very attractive, very sweet, charming. But then you become trapped. Because the first arrow of Cupid, Kandarpa is Panchabana, is 5 arrows. Rupam is also called Samohini. There's Samohini, then Stamba, then Unmadani, and then Shoshana and Tapan. And 5 arrows. So the last one, Tapan, Tap means fire, like Tapasya. So Tap means you're burning with lust. When you're really in the grips of Cupid. So the first one is Samohan, and this is when one becomes, he's bewildered, completely bewildered, Samohan, by the smile of the opposite gender, by a wanton young man or lady, one becomes totally bewildered. So who can protect one? Who can protect one from the arrows of lust? Kambana. In Gita, Krishna is warning Arjuna about lust. Kamaesha, Krodaesha, Rajaguna, Samudbhava. Mahashana, Mahashano, Mahapapma. Vidyenam, Ihavairinam. This is third chapter of Gita, verse 37. You might think, how it's so odd that we're speaking the highest Madhurya Katha of Radha and Krishna and the Kunja Leela, such an intimate pastime of Krishna seeing his double reflections of himself in the twin breasts of Radha, or in the breasts of Radharani. But we see in the commentaries of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath what to speak of our Rasik Mahant of Radhakund, Srila Anantadas. Everywhere Gita is being quoted. Yayatamam prapadyante. So Gita lives with us forever. Gita is immortal Shastra. We can never forget the Gita. He's sitting on the banks of Radhakund for 50 years, writing commentaries on all the great Shastras of the six Goswamis and quoting Gita. So, oh, Bhagavad Gita, I'm beyond that. I'm reading Govinda Lilamrita. I read Gopi Gita. Watch out. Good luck. All the best. So, because Gopi Gita, you don't read it to begin with. It's not a book you read. You see it. If you're qualified to see it, then you automatically realize it and you don't need to read it. I'll think about that. Lord Chaitanya didn't read Gopi Gita. He saw it through the mouth of Swarupadamodara. Swarupadamodara was reciting the songs and poems, and Mahaprabhu was just crying and trembling and seeing the whole thing in the mood of Radharani. Krishna, of course, in the mood of Radharani. So Gopi Gita is not a book to read. Gopi Gita is the direct experience of a Premi Bhakta, Jayadeva Goswami. At any rate, so this is... In this verse, the translation, he says, Arjuna, lust and anger. Anyone knows about them? Lust and anger. Lust and anger, common crowd, arise from the mode of passion, Rajagun. You should know this lust and anger destroys everything, and they're very sinful. And the very words that Krishna uses in Sanskrit in 337 of Gita is Mahashano, Mahashano. Mahashano and Mahapap. Mahapap means these. So someone says, I'm very angry. One should understand because these same qualities are listed in the Asura, Daiva Asura Sampat Vibhag Adhyaya of the Gita, chapter 16, where he's talking about the qualities and characteristics of the devotee and the demon, the Asura and Asura. He says that lust and anger and greed are qualities of a demon, a demoniac person, a non-devotee. So Krishna here says, Mahashano and Mahapapma. Mahapapma. Mahashano in Sanskrit means they devour, literally means eat. Ashana, you know there's in the Gita, I mean, maybe 9th chapter, Gita verse 26. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti prachati. He says, Ashnami. He says, Ashnami. I eat. He says, Ashnami, Prayatatma. I eat. You offer me a leaf. I eat the leaf. Tulsi leaf. Or any leaf. You offer me a banana peel. And Hastinapur, Krishna was invited by Duryodhan for lunch. And on the way, he changed his mind and decided to visit Vidura, his devotee, who was born in a Shudra family. Actually, Yamaraj. And his wife was unexpected because he was an Atithi. He was not invited. He was going this way to Duryodhan's house for the invitation. He ended up over here. And his wife, in her ecstasy of having sakshat darshan of Krishna, she went to the kitchen. All that she had was banana because they were very poor. She took the banana and peeled it and threw away the banana and brought Krishna the peel, the banana skin on the plate. And Krishna said, oh, thank you. And ate the banana skin. Ashnami. Ashnami means, in this verse 9:26, I believe, Gita, says, I eat, you offer me a flower, I eat a flower. So here's Maha Ashino means big eater. So lust and greed are big eaters. What do they eat? They eat you. They eat me. We're being eaten alive by lust. Like a snake eaten alive by anger. So Maha Ashino, Maha Padma, Kamaisha, Krodisha, Rajaguna, Samudbhava, Smud Udbhava, Udbhava, they arise. Udbhava, they, bhava means exist, Uto Bhava. They exist, they arise from Raja, the Raj. The Raj. Raj means king, because the king of this material world is passion. So Rajagun, Raj means king, and he's the king of all gunas, king of all qualities. What is our main quality? We're passionate. We're really passionate. We're mad. We're crazy. So Arjuna is saying, watch out. So from this discussion, we can see the power of a gentle smile, Haya Manda Smitam, to protect one from Maya, because he's praying, protect me. Patu wa, patu, patu. Patu means protection. Please protect me. So Radharani is our Ishwari, she's our Vrindavaneshwari, she's everything. So there's so much inconceivable power in Radharani's smile that we can defeat the attacks of Cupid with all his, with his smiles and seductive glances. Radharani's beautiful, sweet, and charming divine smile can protect one and save one from Maya. When Vishnu Chakravartipad is describing how to meditate in Rupa Chintamani, how to meditate on Radharani and how to meditate on Krishna, unlike descriptions in all other shastras, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam or any shastra describing meditating on Vishnu, Vishnu Dhyan, or meditating on Krishna, usually it's Vishnu, they say start with the feet, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. And Ambarish, in ninth canto, King Ambarish, he's glorified by Lord Vishnu that he's always Savai Mana Krishna Padara, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. That he's always meditating in his mind on the lotus feet of Vishnu. Vishnu was telling this to Durvasa Muni. Do you know? You think he's a king, just a king, and you're a big Muni? Durvasa Muni, a big tapasvi. He looks like a king, he has so many queens, but he's a pure devotee of mine, Ambarish Maharaj. And he's always thinking of me. His hands are engaged in my service, and his head and his whole body, everything he has is engaged in my seva. Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindayora Vaichamshi Vaikuntha Gunana Varnane. And with his words, his vacha, he's always glorifying me, Vaikunthanath. All my qualities, my rupa, my qualities, Vaikuntha Guna Arna Varnane, Guna Arnava, all the Varna and Arnava, all the qualities of my ocean-like qualities, Arnava, and he's glorifying them all, moment to moment. That's all he does. He doesn't talk about his queens, he doesn't talk about his kingdom, he doesn't talk about money or anything. He just talks about me, and he's a king, and his bhakti has defeated you. Your tapabalam, and all your yoga power has been defeated by this king, because he loves me. Saranam ridiyam mayam, saranam ridiyatvam. And Krishna told him, he said, do you know that sadhus, saintly devotees, like Ambarish, they're ridiyam tvaham, they are ridhi, they are in my heart, and I am in their heart, eternally. And that bhajan and Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Govinda Vishram. He said, your darshan, pavitram darshan, it's glorifying the Vaishnava, glorifying the Guru. You're just your darshan, pavitra darshan. Why is the darshan of a saintly person purifying for our eyes and mind and heart? Because when we look at the Vaishnava, we're seeing what he's seeing. When we look at the Vaishnava, we see what he's thinking. When we look at the Vaishnava, we see what he's feeling. And when we look at the Vaishnava's face, we see what he's desiring. And what is he thinking? And what is he feeling? And what is he seeing? What is he desiring? Radha and Krishna's prema seva. The darshan of Radharani, the darshan of Krishna, nothing else. His eyes are not looking outward. His eyes are not pushing outward, but they're looking inward. Everyone's eyes are pushing. Everyone's eyes are pushing, and they're being pushed by their desire. You see, if you actually observe materialistic people when they walk, they're just led by their eyes. Because eyes are how we take our first impressions of the world. You walk by some people, and they're walking, and they're looking, they're just everywhere trying to, the eyes are pushing out everywhere in the world, trying to find some object to measure, to enjoy, to bring in myself. I was walking, could be men also, but it happened to be a few ladies, some old motherly ladies, Indians, three or four, and they had their hand in a Java bag, and they're doing prikma of Govardhan, and they came to Radhakund, and they're walking, and then I was just behind them. And then they saw some shop with some bags hanging, and some pink bags, and she walked by, and she went like that, and then she walked further with her friends, and she said, stop, and she turned around, and she came back. I thought, Hare Krishna, the indriya, the pushings of the indriya. We're all like that, you know. Okay, let's not pick on women, please forgive me. Okay, it's a guy, and a guy, you know, he's a Babaji or a sannyasi. He's going, Hare Krishna, and he walks by a sweet shop. Oh, wow, that looks like fresh rubbery. That looks like fresh, and his eyes go, His eyes fall in, first your eyes fall into the rubbery. You know rubbery? You ever had? Is it good? Not sure. And it's favorite in Braj. So this is how it goes. First the eyes fall into the sense object and they take you with it. Mahashano Mahapapma. They devour you. Mahashano means a big eater. So this is what we're saying here in his Rupa Dhyan. Everyone's saying, meditate on the feet, Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindayur. But Vishnu says, no. We'll get to that later. What does he say in Rupa Chintamani? I'll quote it. He says, one should meditate now and for all time. One should meditate right now and for all time on what? What should we meditate on? Because we're talking about Radha Smitam. Patuwa. May Radharani smile. He's saying, stop being so smart. One should meditate now and for all time on the pleasantly sweet, all attractive, gentle smile of Srimati Radhika. Again, please. One should meditate now and for all time on the pleasantly sweet, all-attractive, gentle, sweet smile of Srimati Radhika. Any sadhaka who always remembers and meditates upon Sri Radha's Mandamadurya Smitam, gentle loving smile, will always be protected from Maya. As Prabhupada translated, what does Maya mean? Maya. Ya means that, and ma means not. Ma, because it's a sandhi, ma means na. So maya means not that, not this. That's maya. So everything that's not Radha and everything that's not Krishna will be protected from that by Radharani's Mandamadurya Smitam. And Cupid's arrows of lust and bewilderment and anger will not assail us. So here Saraswati Pada is praying to Radharani for protection. O Radha, may your sweet smile protect us, me, and all sadhakas for all time. Patuna, from the attacks of Maya and the burning fire of separation from you. So on one level it's Radharani's smile will protect us from Maya. What to speak of Krishna's smile? So powerful. There's only one deity in the entire planet that's smiling. And showing his teeth. Because you might think, wait a minute, my deity's smiling. That's right. A little pregnant pause there, they say. So there's only one deity in the entire universe that's smiling and showing his teeth. Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Miro Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Hamara Dana Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Prema Dana Radha, Radha 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 Radha. Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Radha 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 Radha. This is Radharani's month, remember? You read it somewhere. Radharani's month, Karti. But how many times you went nuts chanting Radharani's name in this month? This is the test. Here's now 2 days left. Here's your test paper. 1 lakh of Radha Nam did you chant? Would you believe once? And when did you say it? When you told the taxi driver, please take me to Radha Kund. Then you said Radha. It's for 1 month it's legal to chant Radharani's name. For 11 months it's illegal. If you know what I mean. If the shoe fits, wear it, as they say. You don't worry about that. You're dancing to the tune of a different drummer. So you can freely, unrestrictedly, uninhibitedly chant Radharani's name. How much nectar is in those names? Rupa Goswami Pad was glorifying the name of Krishna, so much nectar. But how much nectar? But Rupa Goswami is saying that to encourage the sadhakas to chant Krishna's name. But what is Tungavidya saying? What is Saraswati saying? How much nectar is in the name of Radha? We can't. It's equal opportunity, right? Krishna's name has so much nectar, you want thousands and thousands of tongues and ears to hear it and experience and taste the sweet nectar. Madharam, madharam, etan mangalam, mangalanam. Parigitam, shradhya, helanam, cha. To experience the sweet, auspicious nectar of Krishna's name, but Radharani's name, there's no nectar. There's no Amrit in Radharani's name, and you don't want thousands of ears to hear Radharani's name and thousands of tongues to chant it? Certainly you do. Rupa Mantri, you have to consider now. Rupa Mantri is writing that in Vidagdha Madhav, that shloka, about thousands of tongues. And this is the Mangalacharan in Vidagdha Madhav, because the book is about Krishna. All right? Vidagdha Madhav is about Krishna Vrindavan. So the Mangalacharana, you always establish the theme of the book and the ishta of the book in the very beginning. So in the beginning of the book, he's glorifying Krishna by saying, oh, I want thousands of names. But Rupa Mantri is a Manjari, Radharani's servant. So she's writing that, but she's chanting Radha, Radha, Radha. Because that's the invocation to glorify Krishna. So this book is called Radharasura Nidhi. So this book is all about the glories of Radha. We already discussed in previous classes on Radharasura Nidhi about Radharani's Naam. So now, the next question is, that's the protection aspect of Radharani's smile. Why is Radharani smiling this verse, Radha Smitam Va? Because she's smiling when she sees how Hari becomes enchanted upon seeing himself. He's enchanted. Wow. There's two of me. There's three of me. There's here and two there. There's three. He becomes totally enchanted. And then that's in line two. It says, Swachayam, Swachayam, Aviviksha, Muyati Haro. That's very interesting. Saraswati uses the name Hari. Hari. Hari gets stolen by Hari. Huh? The thief robs the thief. The thief robs the thief. Okay, what does that mean? It means I pick my own pocket. I put my hand in my pocket and take out 500 rupees from my right pocket and I put it in my left pocket. Oh, and the right pocket complains, hey, you stole my money. And I went to the left pocket. It sounds crazy. But that's what he wants to emphasize here is, Hari, the thief has stolen the thief. This is perplexing. That's why the word Muyati is there. It says Muyati Haro. Muyati means Moha and Moha. There's some illusions. Muyati Haro. Swat, Swachaya, Mabiksha, Muyati Haro. Chaya means shadow, reflection, pratibimba. Swa means my own. Abhi viksha, viksha means to see. And abhi viksha means deeply seeing. He's really seeing. Abhi viksha. He's swachayam. I am deeply seeing my own reflection. And I'm becoming, haro, his mind is becoming stolen. And therefore, Hari is getting his mind stolen by his own reflection. And then and the result of that is Muyati, Moha, illusion. And so seeing all that, Radharani is Radhasmitam. Radhasmitam. She's smiling. Oh, very funny, Shyam. You're looking very funny. You're going to be very embarrassed in a few minutes when we tell you what you've just done to yourself, you bewildered little boy. You enchanted little fellow. Do you realize the trouble you're in? And then it says, so where is that reflection? And Krishna is seeing the reflection shining on Radharani's breast, and that's told here. It says, Tvayetat kuchiyosh chakasti. That's the Sanskrit kucha. He's seeing it there. So at that time, when Krishna sees all of this, he says, Radharani, because I'm going through the lines of the verse in English, may Sri Radha's smile protect us as she smiles upon watching Hari, seeing his own reflection in her shining breast. And what does he say? And then he says, so that's the next point. At that time, Krishna tells Radha, I see two beautiful boys whose luster steals the glories of blue lotus flowers. And that's in line E. This is the Sanskrit for that. He says, Choram Kishor Dwayam. He's saying that there's two Kishores. There's two Kishores here. I'm seeing one Kishore here, one Kishore here. And they're chores. You know what a chore is? Chore means thief. You ever heard of Makan Chore? Makanchor Sri Krishna ki? Yes. Makanchor Sri Krishna ki? Yes. This is Damodar month also for some, but for most of us it's Radha Damodar month. Because Radharani tied up Krishna this month with a Madhavi Lata because he was late, so he got punished. Radharani stood him in the corner and tied him to a tamal tree with a Madhavi Lata. That's told in some Bhadishi Uttara Upanishad or something. It's in one of my books. It's from the Upanishads. I mean, Puranas. And he tied him up in this month. I don't know what day, can't say, but you have to realize that. So we worship this month as Radha Damodar month. And Prabhupada did too when he came in 71 to observe Kartik Brata. Where did he stay? Did he go to Gokul? Did Prabhupada spend Kartik month in Gokul, which is a place of Vatsalya Ras, Gokul, and a place of Ulukal, and a place where Damodar was bound by Mother Yashoda? He should have spent the month there. It's Damodar month. He should have gone to Gokul. Where did he go? In the one and only Kartik month he spent, where did he go? Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj is part of the Ras Lila. And in Sevakunj, Krishna dug a well for Lalita to drink some water because she was thirsty from all her magical dancing. said, Sham, I'm thirsty. And he said, go to the Yamuna and get some water. And he said, forget it. I'm not going. He said, go get some. He said, you give me some. So he just went, okay. Put his flute in the ground. Up came Yamuna. Right there and then. Dasasmi. Oh, Prabhu. Give Lalita a drink. So Lalita drank deep. And she danced more. This is Sevakunj. Prabhupada went to Sevakunj. This is a place of Madhurya Ras, Parakiya Bhav. There's no Damodar there. There's Radha Damodar there. Yeah. I spent 3 years drinking his darshan, eating his mahaprasad, day and night, living in Prabhupada's kuti. It was bliss. Radha Damodar Lala Ki. Joy Damodar! Joy Damodar! Joy Damodar! He is one of the treasures of Vrindavan. Brajamani, Damodar. There's Damodar, Radharaman. There's so many, actually. It's not fair. Everyone, even your own little deity, is a little bit of a treasure. So, it's not fair. There's so many treasures. I mean, this is Chintamani Bhumi, so the whole place is full of treasures. So Krishna is seeing this, and when he saw these Choram Kishora, Dwa means two, these Chora Kishora, I mean, he himself is a Chora, and he's a Kishora. Chora Kishora Bhagavan. So he saw these two thieves, and those two Choras, they stole Hari. Saraswati Pada is having so much beautiful fun in this Sanskrit verse, because first he says, Choram Kishora, to describe the two reflections, Swachayam. The two reflect, two Krishnas in Radharani's breast, he's saying, Krishna's saying, oh, look at these guys. Look at these two boys. These two boys, they're chores. These two chores stole from Hari. And Hari himself, the word Hari means thief. Chor means thief. Chor. And Hari means thief. So these Chora Kishore, these two thieves, stole the mind of this thief. And these two thieves are Krishna. And they stole the mind of this Krishna. Are you with me? it's the whole point. It's imperceivable. So Chora Kishora Dwayam. And then what happened when Krishna had his mind stolen? He said, Idam Rupena Samohan. That's Krishna's telling. When I saw these two beautiful Kishores, then I became Samohan. Sound familiar? I just described the first arrow of Cupid. Rupam is called Samohan. It's right here in the verse. That's why I had the discussion. It says, Idam Rupena Samohan, Samohanam. So these two chores have completely bewildered me and stolen my mind. This is what's being told. So Krishna himself, he's seeing himself and the arrows of his own form of becoming arrows to strike his mind, steal his mind, and make him bewildered. Now that's the ultimate in bewilderment, when Krishna himself is becoming bewildered by seeing himself. So this is, I took a note on this, Rupa Samohan, the all-attractive Achyuta. This is the all-attractive Achyuta, Jita, Sri Krishna, has become completely bewildered by his own form. This is the power of Radha and Krishna's form. That their beautiful forms, especially their smiling faces, will completely bewilder us. Krishna is showing that I'm seeing myself and becoming bewildered. So that means if we really see Krishna, then we'll become so much bewildered and enchanted that we'll forget the mohan and some illusion of this material world. So this is the Rupa Mohan of Samohan of Krishna. So the wise sadhaka will always reach out for the Divya Sarups, the beautiful, enchanting, transcendental forms of Radha Govinda Yuga, and be saved from Cupid's bewilderment in the form of Maya. So now, what happens when someone's bewildered? When someone's bewildered or intoxicated, then they speak crazy. They speak like crazy talks. They start acting and speaking in crazy ways. So in his own Rupa Samohan, Krishna's being bewildered by his own form, and he starts speaking in a most amusing way. And that's part of what the verse is all about. He says, Twam mam atma sakim kuru. He's saying, Radharani, please, I'm seeing these two boys, please make me atmasaki, oh Radharani, please, oh Radhaju, oh Kishoriju, please make me your atmasaki. It means you're very dear and near, atma is your very near and dear. Please make me your atmasaki, please make me a dear saki like you, your like atma. He's saying atmasaki, and all the sakis and mantris are looking at him, he's crazy, he's gone banco. I mean, is it Pako? He's a Purusha. Purushottam, he's Sri Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan, Punaratam Bhagavan. And now he's saying, I want to be a Saki. I want to be a 14-year-old girl. And they say, are you cracked? Do you know what we have to go through with our mother-in-law? Are you sure you want to be an Atma Saki? You're carefree, footless, and fancy-free. You can go wherever you want, day or night. Nanda Baba doesn't know where you are half the time. He's just crying in your absence, lying on the ground, crying, perspiring. And you don't even care. You're out playing here and there, everywhere. You have no mother-in-law, no father-in-law. What to speak of? Husband? Yeah, you're so carefree. And you sure you want Radharani to bless you and fulfill your sankalpa to be an atmasaki? It's not a good idea. Stay Krishna and be happy. So he's speaking crazy. And so he's saying, Radha, please make me your own girlfriend, your atmasaki. How personal, how intimate. He's saying, I want to be your heart's dear friend, your Priya Bandhu, your Priya Saki. But a friend of my atma, my very self, I want to be your like atma saki. He didn't say saki. I want to be your saki. Twam saki. He said twam atma saki. Your atma saki. First of all, he's thinking, why is he saying atma saki? Because atma means what? Atma means body or bodhi. In America they say ah, but it's actually o. You say body, it's actually bodhi. Bodhi. Atma means bodhi, bodhi. And it means mind, and it means self, jiva. So he's saying, Krishna is saying, I want to be like exactly like you. Atma saki means I want to be you. I want to have your mind, and your body, and your self, everything. Atma saki. I want to be a friend of my Atma, my very self, an Atma Saki. Now that's the kind of friendship Krishna wants with Radha. In fact, Krishna is Radha's Atma. The fact is that Krishna is asking, oh, please bless me, I become an Atma Saki, I become a dear Saki. Then you, one Saki, and me, the second Saki, will embrace these two beautiful boys, these beautiful blue boys, Sham Saka 1 and Sham Saka 2. They're dancing, they're reflected there so beautifully in your golden, effulgent, transcendental kucha, Divya kucha. So the fact is that Radharani, Krishna is Radharani's Atma, and Radharani is Krishna's Atma. So this phrase is so nice. Twam mam atma sakim kuru. He's saying, Kuru, make me, oh Radharani, Kuru atma saki. Kuru means do, please do it. Kuru, Kuru Te Namaha, Kuru Te Namaha. Please, Krishna is telling Radharani, make me your Atma Saki. And then Radharani is saying, make me your Atma Saka. Because if I'm your Atma Saka, I can be with you 24/7. There's no boundaries, there's no rules. And then if I'm your Atma Saki, and he even dresses himself, Radharani doesn't go that far except once. When is that? Subal Saka, it was only a few days ago we had that darshan. Subal Saka Vesh, Radharani. Krishna Gopal Champu is described 20 times, 20 different ways he becomes, he dresses as a lady, becomes a sucky to meet with Radharani, to be with Radharani, to see Radharani, becomes a female bangle seller, a female manicurist, a female jyotishi, a female tantrini, a female doctor, so a female, he becomes a celestial, he becomes a female brahmani, so he just unlimited disguise, he's a master of disguise. As they say, he's the master of disguise. So this is his Krishna. Krishna is the Atma for Radharani, and Radharani is the Atma for Krishna. They often say that. This is a phrase they say in Indian marriages. Do sharir ek atma. Huh? Something like that. We are two bodies and one atma. Sharir means body. This is Hindi, wish upon a wish, hope upon a hope. We are two bodies and one soul. So for Krishna and Radha, that is the fact. Krishna's Atma is Radha, and Radha's Atma is Krishna. So they are one Atma and two forms. It's really there. It never can be here. You are you, and I am me, and that difference will remain forever. But there, Radha is Krishna, that's why she's called Krishnamayi. Radha is Krishna, so she's called Krishna Mayi. And Krishna Sarvasva, Govinda Sarvasva. And Krishna is Radha Mayi. He's Shama Mayi. Shama. We say Shama Sham Dam Ki Jai. Shama Sham. So this is the. So why does Krishna, Sri Hari, want to be, change his gender and become Radha's Atma Sakhi? He says because he wants Radha to make him. Make me your girlfriend so that these two boys can tightly embrace us, two young girls, you and me. So that's in line, and that's in line A. Dvi taruniyam no dridam shushyati. Dvi taruni, as I mentioned the other day, taruni means beautiful. So these two beautiful young boys, dridam shushyati, if you become a sakhi and I become a sakhi, Ashlashiva Parvatam Panashtamam. Everyone knows Shikshastakam, the 8th verse. Krishna made Radharani's praying here in her Mahabhav and her Viraha of Mahabhav Shikshastakam in the form of Gauranga. Ashlashiva Parvatam Panashtamam. So Ashlashya, Ashlashati means to embrace. So she's saying, Dridam Shlashati. Radharani, if I become a Sakhi, I become an Atmasakhi like you. And you and I are both sakis, then we can dridham, very firmly and tightly embrace these two beautiful boys, taruni. So this is the mad talk of Krishna. How attractive is Krishna, the all-attractive? Then there's descriptions in the shastras of Krishna's beauty and sweet attraction. They appear everywhere. And what's quoted in the Tika here, which I want to share, although it's about Dwarka Leela, it describes how Krishna becomes bewildered upon seeing his own reflection. Here he's bewildered in the Parakiya Bhava of Madurai Leela with Radharani. But in Dwarka, he becomes bewildered. In Dwarka, he's in Swakiya Bhava, married to Rukmini and Satya and Chandra, all the other queens there. So one day he saw his reflection, and this is described by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan in Madhya Lila chapter 21, verse 104. He describes Krishna's beauty saying, Rupa Deki Apanara Krishnara Haila Chamatkara. Rupa Deki Apanara Krishnara Haila Chamatkara Ashwadite Mane Ute Kam. It's very amazing. Ashwadite Mane Ute Kam. Ashwadana. Krishna was tasting. One day Krishna tasted his own inconceivable. He saw his beautiful form. And it was amazing. Chamatkar. When Krishna sees his own form, Rupa Deki Apanar, then what happens? He becomes astonished. Chamatkar. And a desire arises in his mind to taste it. Himself, that is. So he sees his own reflection, Ashwadite Mani Ute Kam. He sees his reflection and utekam, desire rises within his mind to taste his own form. That's how beautiful Krishna is. That's how all attractive Krishna is. He even attracts himself. And then he goes on and he says, he saw his own reflection. And he said to his queens, I've never seen such an astonishing beauty before. I'm very eager to taste this. And this verse is also in Lalita Madhava 834. So there's a leela behind this verse, which is, we'll finish this part of the class today, almost the whole class. And this description here, this leela of Krishna, of this whole verse. After enjoying intimately, the divine couples sit upon their bed of flowers. Their bodies are covered with sweat drops. The Mandri maidservant is fanning them. And at that time, Srimati tells Shamsundar, oh, quickly dress me before my girlfriends come here and make fun of me. Sham engages himself in painting leaf pictures on Swamini's breast and her cheeks, and he suddenly sees himself reflected in the two shining golden mirrors of her breasts. Hari becomes completely enchanted and tells Srimati, I see two beautiful boys shining like beautiful blue lotus flowers in your breasts, and their sweetness is completely enchanting me. Oh, Radha, please make me your girlfriend. These two boys are always staying there in your heart. If I don't become your girlfriend, without becoming your girlfriend, it will be very difficult for me to meet them. When I become your girlfriend, then these boys will embrace me, even if I'm not qualified, because they will know that I belong to you. I'm your Atma Sakhi. One of these boys can embrace me, and the other boy can embrace you. And that will be really ecstatic. This is a paraphrasing of the verse and the leela. So hearing these words of her lover, her bewildered lover, a slight smile appeared on Srimati's beautiful face. The maidservant, observing all this, is floating in ocean of bliss when she hears the words of the most enchanted Krishna, and he sees the sweet smile of Srimati. And there's more over here. Where is it? Yeah. And I guess we'll finish the rest tomorrow. No? Today? If anyone has to go somewhere, you go. If you don't, then stay. There's another class at 4 o'clock. I don't want to keep anyone. It's 4 o'clock. In fact, I have a class myself to go to. So that's why I'm a little eager to say goodbye. Excuse me. Anyway, so it's like that. Give and receive. I mean, I can't give unless you receive. So I have to receive also. So this is, there's a beautiful, basically it's over, but it's a beautiful bhajan here that's usually included. To summarize this in Bengali, of course, none of us are really Bengali, I suppose, but it's certainly beautiful and it's worth hearing such a beautiful description again in another language. But in the course of hearing this, there's some beautiful names of Radharani that will come up in this poetic version of this verse, actually. He's taken the verse in Sanskrit, which is imperceivable to us, for sure. We have English, thankfully. And completely imperceivable to the rank and file Bengali. Most Gaudiya Vaishnavas, of course, are Bengali, and they're illiterate. Not illiterate, but they don't know Sanskrit, let's put it that way. We don't know, and they don't know either. Hardly any of them, but they do know Bengali. So mostly all the original Sanskrit books are put in Bengali first, then later, whatever language. So this particular devotee was a great poet. Didn't live long ago, I inquired. Haripad Srila, his name, he's a doctor. Dr. Haripad Srila was a great Gaudiya Vaishnava. But he lived about 50 years ago. 50, 60 years ago. So he read this book in Sanskrit. He was a great pundit, scholar. And he read it in Sanskrit, said, "Oh, I want to make it relishable and sweet and understandable for my Bengali godbrothers and, you know, godsisters." So then he offered a wonderful musical and poetic version which the Bengalis can really appreciate. So it's the same verse, same translation, but beautiful Bengali. Nibritashi Nikunjavane Priya Jira Duti Stane Deki Shama Nija Pratibimba Kohe Hari Kori Arti E Duti Kishora Murti Aparupa Nayana Anand Aparupa Nayana Anand. When Sham sees his own reflection in Priyaji's two breasts in a solitary grove, Nibrita Srini Kunjavane. So beautiful. In English, it's flat. It's flatter than a flat tire. It is flat. There's no ras. There's no gender in English. It's just it. You know, it's just everything's it. There's no gender. There's no ras. There's no bhav. It's just, yeah. But Bengali, Sanskrit, French, Italian, Spanish, many languages, in Russian they have some ras, but English is, it's just the flattest language in the world. It's, please forgive me, I speak English. I beg your apologies. I wish I could speak Hindi or Bengali or Russian. If I could speak Russian, I'd be flying. Or Hindi. Well, that's my main deficit. Well, one of my many deficits is that. My ignorance of language. Because language means not English. Did you know that? There's so many languages, but English, it's not a language. So you can understand, with this type of thinking, this type of speaking, I won't be born in any English-speaking countries my next life. What to speak of where I'm living for 30 years. Priyaji duti stane deki shama nija pratibimba. Ah, Priyaji duti stan, and seeing in her beautiful breasts, deki sham nija pratibimba, sham deki sham prati nija pratibimba. He's seeing his own reflection, and then he anxiously thinks, these two wonderful adolescent boys delight my eyes. A duti kishore murti aparupa nayana anand. Nava nila indi vara tara garva kanti chora stana mandalite soba pai bolo bolo gandharvike a duti muratike vimohita korilo amai vimohita korilo amai. Radha, the luster of these two boys steals the luster of fresh lotus flowers. Nava nila indivara tara garva kanti chora. The garva kanti, garva means the pride, kanti means their effulgence, and garva means the pride these two lotus flowers have in their effulgence. Nava nila indivara. Nava nila indivara. That's beautiful. Nava nila indivara, these two freshly blossoming lotus flowers, nava nila indivara, tara garva kanti chora, and then stana mandalite shobapai. They're there on the mandala, like this Jayadeva Goswami is telling in the Gita Govinda, Shita kamala kucha mandala. Shita kamala kucha mandala, drita mandala, drita mandala, shimuka chandra chakora, drita mandala, shimuka chandra chakora, jaya jaya deva hare. In the orb or the mandala, the round globe or water pot like shobha, the effulgent breasts of Radharani, Krishna's hankering to take shelter there. Shita Kamala Kucha. Kamala means Radharani. So here he's saying that. Then he's saying, Bolo Bolo Gandharvike, E Duti Muratike. O Gandharvike, Who are these two boys that enchant me so much? Suno suno rai indu muki koromore nija saki tumi ami dui taronire tumi ami dui taronire kishora jugala charu gada alingana koro he lalasa amara antare. Listen, O moon-faced Rai, Indumukhi Rai, Rai. Rai means Radharani. Indumukhi. Indumukhi means your Mukhi, your face is like a moon, your beautiful moon-like face. He's saying, Kishora Jugala Charu. Make me your girlfriend so that you and I, being two young girls, can tightly embrace these two beautiful adolescent boys. That is my Lalasa Amare Antare. Gada alingana koru. Lalasa means my cherished internal desire. Ubranta vachana shune rasika nagara pane chahirai sahasya varane he smita kanti suda raksha koro sabe sada shripad prabhananda bane. Hearing rasik nagara's bewildered words, Rai Radha stares at Krishna and smiles. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, may the luster of Radharani's nectarian smile always protect everyone. A smita kanti sudha. Smita kanti sudha. The nectar of sudha. The kanti, the effulgent nectar smile of Radharani. Raksha, like we say, raksha dal. Raksha koro sabe sada. Everyone, may everyone be protected by the beautiful, effulgent, sweet smile of Radharani. Manda Madhurya Smitam. So this concludes verse 243 of Radharas Sudaniti. And conclusion, I've written a small conclusion here, that this very humorous transcendental Braja Leela has a very, very nice points of spiritual truth, of tattva. It describes Krishna's astonishing beauty and Radharani's mercy and protection in the form of her smile. This is a verse for meditation, for Manjari Bhav Sadhakas. Radharani's smile we can meditate on, how it's so protective and so beautiful and so kind and merciful and compassionate. And we can meditate on this, the humor and Krishna's beauty. You're seeing, you're hearing, you're feeling one with Radha, Bhav Tadatmya. The beginning sadhaka, of course, he meditates. His meditations on such leelas or on such shlokas, they form sanskaras, bhakti sanskaras, impressions, deep, they form impressions in our chitta. And we can visualize Radha Krishna's leela to the extent that our minds are pure. Pure mind means pure vision. Pure mind means pure heart. And in the pure vision and in the pure heart of the pure sadhaka, Radha Krishna pastimes become pratyaksha, they become revealed. So this, at the stage of bhava, the sadhaka will daily meditate. His daily meditative practices will blossom with sweet fruits of Madhurya Prem, bhavalas rati. As one enters Radha and Krishna's leelas, in his or her sarup, siddha sarup. At the level of bhava and prema, the sadhaka can directly see the smile of Radharani. Hear Krishna's talk, and love talk, his love-dazed words of humor. For now, let us always remember Sri Radha's sweet smile and pray for her protection and acceptance. Radha smitam, Patu wa. Radha smitam patu wa. Patu. May Radharani's smile protect you and me and all of us. And whenever, mostly you see when devotees have pictures of deities or they sell pictures or share pictures, it's usually the face. By the face we'll win the race and by the face we'll lose the race. So, Don't put your face on Krishna's face. No, that's it. By the face we'll win the race. The race means the race of sadhana to attain perfection by always remembering Radha and Krishna's sweet faces. And everyone's attracted to the sweet face of Radharani. Many devotees, they like face of one deity and the face of another deity. They don't like the face of both of them together. They may like Radharani's face and Ramanreti, and Krishna's face and Nidivan. Yeah, it's all, this is rag. You can't dictate love, you can't dictate attraction, you can't dictate or legislate. It's natural. Oh, Radharani looks so beautiful. Yes, that's true, they're very beautiful. But I like Radharani. Here I like Radharani. Krishna, I like, I love, I serve. But I like Krishna more somewhere else. That's rag. That's personal. Oh, don't say that. You're an aparadi. I'm not an aparadi. I love Radha Shyam. I did so much puja, so many lectures. But this is a taste. Because when you go to Radharaman, Radharani's in a... You have to be really pure to see Radharani. She's there. Everything's there. Her mukut is there. Her vastra is there. Her vasan, her vastra, her aura, her kanti is there. Her vastra, everything is there, but her rupam. And for those that are premis of Radharaman, they see Radharani's rupam also. So the Radha, it's Radha Raman. Radha's Raman is Raman Vihari. It's Radha Raman. So Radha's there. For the premi bhaktas and advanced devotees, Radha's there and Raman's there. We say, oh, it's Radha Raman Thakurji. Thakurji, Radha Raman, Jew. Oh, there's only Krishna. In that temple, there's only Krishna. And he doesn't even hold on to his flute. He doesn't hold on to his flute because Radharani's so much there that he can't. Radharani is so much in other temples, Krishna can manage to hold his flute. But Radha's love and her prabhav is so great in Radharaman that he's holding it like this and it just goes, the flute itself is in ecstasy. He's in ecstasy and he's somehow managing to stand up, but not even straight, he's standing in threefold form. If you're balanced, you stand like this. When you're topsy-turvy, you stand, topsy-turvy is tribhanga. So already he's half falling over, tribhanga, Radharaman. And he can't hold onto his flute because Radharani's prabhava is so great that his flute is fallen first. It's off here. It's bounced. It's like this. His flute is like, you know, so the flute is always hanging off his left arm. You ever saw? And if you can see, in 1 second that flute will hit the ground, and 2 seconds later, Krishna will hit the ground. That's in Radharas Sudaniti. One of the great verses when Krishna saw the sidelong glance of Radharani for Venam Kara. Anyway, we gave class on that last year. Veno Karani Patita. And then he says, Pitambara Vastra Brashtam. First Krishna is Venam Kara Nipatita. That his flute, he's holding his flute in his hand, he falls off. Then Shikandam, Skalitam Shikandam. His Mora Mukut, first Krishna sees just a sidelong glance of Radharani, Radharkipa Kataksha. Everyone's praying for a sidelong glance of Radharani. Are you sure? Are you sure you're ready? Are you sure you're ready for the effect of the sidelong glance of Radharani? Manindra Vrindava, I go all the time to Radharani, I see people standing there and they're reading the Radhakripa Kataksha, standing in the water, sitting there with their ankles in the water, some contact with water. And I look and I want to see, oh, is that my book? I look, it's my Radhakund book in Russian, or someone's printed it out. And I feel so happy. I saw it because I've done it many times. I said, go on, that's nice. Munindra, and they're trying to go so fast because they have to do 100 times. Munindra Vinda Vandatechi Lokashoka Harani Prasana Bhakta Pankajan Nikunju, Vilasni Virginia Vada Nada Nibrajana Suna Sangha Dagatakar Sri Amakri Bhagavad Dakshavajan. One. That's not the way to do it. Anyway, Ashoka Riksha Valari Vitanda Madhava. So Radha Kripa Kataksha, please, O Radharani, please favor me, give mercy to me. Mercy me. favor me, mercy me. Favor me, give mercy to me, just a sidelong glance. But are we sure that we're ready for just a sidelong glance? Because what will happen? Our head will fall off. If we get a sidelong glance of Radharani, we'll drop, anything we're holding will drop. Krishna's only holding one thing in this world. Well, two things. Well, one thing at a time. He's either holding his flute or Radha! Oh, come on. I mean, you don't know the answer to that. He's either holding the flute or Radha, mentally or physically. I mean, it's all transcendental, whatever it is. So, first Krishna drops his pride. Your pride, your crown is your pride. So the first effect of Radharani's sidelong glance, if you get it, your pride will fall off your head. Your head will fall off. Because Krishna lost his mukut. Skalitam shikandam means it slipped off. So the slipping of Krishna's crown, the crown of the top of the head, this, my ego is this big, now I put this crown, I'm the king, see my big crown. Crown represents the pinnacle of the ego, the hankara shikara. Hankara shikara means the pinnacle, the temple dome of ego. So Krishna, one sidelong glance of Radharani destroys the ego. Are you ready for that? Ego annihilation? I'm not. This honest devotee, she's saying, no, I'm not ready for that. That's suicide. Ego means aham, me, I am this, I'm that. All just one glance, it's finished. Hey, wait, I mean, take it slow. You know, dire. Hindi bhajan 20 years ago, dire. So this is, we want to take it slow. Now, so Krishna first lost his hankar, his identification, his I-ness and minus, ahamkar means ahamkar. And then what is he holding on to? He's holding on venukara nipatita, you know, patita bhavan means purifier of the fallen. So venukara nipatita, he completely dropped his flute, boing. So, if Radharani gives a sidelong glance, then whatever we're holding on to, we'll let go. We'll let go of everything. All our possessions, our country, our family, our friends, there's an amazing tika in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, where the gopi, Vishnu tells what the gopis are thinking, how the gopis are speaking about Harikata, and in this verse, tavakatamritam taptajivanam. There's a whole beautiful purport by Vishnath in Sarta Darshini where the gopis are telling about the speakers of Harikata. They say, yes, these speakers of Harikata, Tavakatamritam, if someone starts speaking about Hari, if someone hears about Hari, if some married woman, this is Vishnath's Tika, Sarta Darshini, Tavakatamritam, that's Gopi Gita. The gopis are saying, if someone hears Harikata, if a wife hears Harikata, the sweet glories of Hari, what will happen? She'll leave her husband. This is Radharani, the gopi speaking. And she'll run to Vrindavan. Because she's saying, it says, Puri Jana, that verse ends, Puri Jana, Tavakatam Ritam, Tavakritam, Tavakatam, Tavakatam, Tavakatam Kritam, Tapta Jivanam. Then it says, Kama Nashanam, that all your dirt will be destroyed. Then it says, Burijana. So the comment on this word, Burijana, Burijana means that these speakers of Harikata, the Burijana means they're doing good. Buri means doing good. They're doing good for everyone. They're helping everyone spiritually advance. And the gopis say, Burina. Burina. They're not helping anyone. Because If someone hears Krishna's katha, if a wife hears Hari katha, they'll leave the husband. If the husband hears Hari katha, he'll leave the wife. And he'll run to Vrindavan, and he won't even pack up a penny or two. He won't even tie up a few gold coins in his cloth when he goes there. He'll become so mad. And when he gets there, then he'll become a beggar, and he'll live like the birds in the trees. He'll just go around and beg for food. So this is their man, you know, this lila. So this is the power of this Radharani's sidelong glance of Krishna. So we'll drop everything we hold so dear. There's nothing more dear to Krishna than his flute. And as soon as he gets a sidelong glance of Radharani, he drops his flute. Now, you have no ego, Radharani took it. You have no pride, Radharani stole it. You have no possessions, you have no name, you have no fame, you have no friends, you have no followers, you have no country, you have no family, you have nothing. Radharani took it all. And so you have no flute and no crown. Veno karani patita, skalitam shikandam. Now what's left? All I have left is the dhoti around my waist, the sari on my shoulders. A dhoti on my waist and a sari around my shoulders. Then what happens? Pitambaram vastram, pita vastram brashta. Brashta means you drop. Yoga suchinam shimatam gehe yoga brashta vijayate. It's in chapter 6 in Bhagavad Gita, verse 42, asking about, Arjuna says, what happens to the unsuccessful yogi who fails in the yoga practice? So he says brashtam, that he breaks his yoga practice, he drops it. So the Saraswati Pada is saying, when Radharani's sidelong glance, his yellow dhoti collapses on the ground, then what happens? Vimurchita says, Krishna faints. So these four things happen when Krishna receives a sidelong glance of Radharani. So if we really receive the Radhakripa Kataksha, which we are all praying for so intently, especially in this month or every day of our lives, then we'll lose everything, and all that's left is our clothing. And when you lose your clothing, then you lose everything, your laja. You lose your laja, your shame, and anything you had. And you see in chapter 22 of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Gopi Vastra Harana. The gopis had their clothes stolen by Krishna. And the Vastra, that Vastra represented their last holdout. The last shield, the final shield. Krishna stole their clothes, which is the ultimate surrender, because they had nothing left. He had already stolen their minds. He had already stolen their hearts. Now when he stole their clothes, it represented their shyness, their respectability. He stole everything they had. And he just stood there before him like this. Their hands folded above their heads. Raised high above their heads. And then he said, yes, this is Krishna Samarpan. This is Krishna Mantan Dan Krishna Samarpan. With your full body, your full wealth, your full everything. Krishna Samarpan. Mantan Dan Krishna Samarpan. Arpan. Arpan means offering, dedicating, giving, presenting. So now Krishna, here we are. See it all. Take it all. It's yours. And Krishna accepted them as his consorts, his eternal lovers. The sadhana siddhas that came from Dandakaranya sages, they were there amongst those gopis, and so many others. So this, we have to come, as it says in the Bible, we must stand naked before the Lord. We must stand naked before the Lord. That means no coverings. The Atma must be pure. Shudatma, pure Atma. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. This is the first teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Eight teachings are there. The first one is, become pure. So this is a beautiful verse. May we always remember Radharani's smile wherever we go. And if you forget it, then bring a picture in your pocket to remind you. Not a picture of your wife in your wallet. Not a picture of your husband in your wallet. Not a picture of your wife and kids on your desk at work. A picture of Radha and Krishna. That is it. Everything else is our karmic baggage. Everything else we hold so dear is nothing but karmic baggage. We're carrying in our heavy rucksack. Oh, it's a lot easier to walk when you throw off the rucksack. Oh. You hike up the mountain or you hike in the forest with all your paraphernalia for survival, and tents and sleeping bags and tarps and food and canvas and energy bars and Govinda bars or whatever you have. And you finally get there on the heavy boots and everything. You finally get there, you take everything, you drop everything, take off everything, put in your bathing suit and jump in the nearest spring-fed lake and swim. Oh, I'm free. No backpack, no anything. It's everything gone. So this is what it means to surrender fully to Radharani. No baggage. Don't come to Radharani with baggage. Just walk right up. Radharani, here I am. Naked, exposed. Here I am, Radharani. Do you accept me or reject me? Take me or leave me? Love me or hate me? So, that's the ultimate test of every devotee. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe.